We're going to continue our foodie discussion with our Encourage monthly report. The Encourage Foundation office is located at 478 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, right across from Hotel Mead. And you can reach them on the phone by calling 715-818-6179. Corey Amphenson is here. Amy Shy is going to be here in just a little bit. She's visiting with our friend, the Hittners, because she does great business with those folks, but Amy will be here because we're going to be talking about the picnic.
Yes, we are. Thanks for having us.
And I think to begin our discussion, we should remind folks how the picnic came about.
Sure.
The picnic was originally when we had the picnic. It replaced the annual meeting. And in essence, you folks are attending the largest annual meeting probably in North America.
Yes.
And one of the members or founding members of the foundation said, remembered, hey, I remember when there used to be things called community picnics, mm-hmm. and people got together and shared a meal and talked and got to know each other.
So in living our values that we have at Encourage, we knew that our annual meeting really only touched, 100 people, and it was, more of a cocktail hour with a report out of
yearly
information.
It was like a shareholders meeting for a corporation.
Yeah, and that's not representative of the work that we do, nor is it representative of the entire community. So a community picnic allows us the opportunity to make sure that we're touching anyone and everyone who would like to celebrate this place we all call home. And so starting that community picnic in 2012, the intent was to make sure that residents all felt comfortable coming to a local place. We were out at Lake Wasatch at that time to share a meal together, to meet their neighbors, to celebrate the community that we all live in and love, and share the assets that we have here. And so at that time, we all were, like I said, we were out at Lake Wasatch. We just happened to outgrow that space a little bit because we went from, 1,500 attendees the first year, and we are anticipating around 9,000 attendees this year in our downtown location.
Wow. That's incredible. That is incredible.
That's for sure.
I know when I'm doing my bit for you folks, I look at the crowd, I'm going, can you believe this? It's just, but this year, we're going to go back to our roots in one way.
So one of the main things that, every year we make changes. Every year we know better, we do better. And that's just the way that we evolved this picnic,
and
right?
And you get feedback from the volunteers, all the hundreds of volunteers that have helped out.
So we hear from our volunteers. We also hear from the food vendors. But we also hear from community members who are attending the picnic. And one of the things that we've noticed probably the last 2 years is it really felt like there was more of a focus on food, not community. Not that food is not important, because it is. When you think about a holiday with your family, what's the first thing you start talking about? The menu.
That's right.
What are we going to be eating?
Right.
And so food really is a natural way to bring people together. However, we realized that in setting up 19 different food spaces, which was wonderful last year, it did not allow people the opportunity to spend as much time with their neighbors as they should have been allowed to.
Because they're standing in line.
They were waiting, and family members were even splitting apart to say, well, I would like a baked potato, so I'm going to go over here, but I really want pizza, so I'm going over here. And they weren't even spending time with one another. And so our feedback from last year, and we thought really hard and long about this, is how do we get back to being grounded in this is an event that is planned to bring people together, to share one meal, and to celebrate each other, to meet one another, and to celebrate our assets. And the best way to do that is thinking about that food menu and how can we go back to, similar to what we did with Great Expectations out at Lake Wasatch, one main menu of food options, multiple lines. So it's actually one line, because that would be crazy. But everyone being offered the same opportunities to pick and choose what they would like, they go through one line to get every single thing that they would like to enjoy that night, and then they can have more time to listen to Carl announce,
to watch
the dancers we're going to have this year, to listen to the music, take their kids to the bouncy houses, and meet somebody new. So it's really more back to the roots of what the picnic should be.
And Amy, that's where your expertise comes in from Great Expectations. stations.
That's right.
So how are we going to reconfigure? What's the idea this year? How are we reconfiguring, getting back to our roots, as it were, but in our new location?
Absolutely. Well, I would just reiterate what Corey shared, that we'll use food as a tool, as that great launching pad for conversation and camaraderie. We'll set up multiple food lines so that there won't be any delay in grabbing that great meal and then finding a spot to enjoy dining on it with, hopefully, someone that you haven't met before. I've also marveled in looking through that crowd and thinking, this is a tremendous way to gather such a large group of community members together, but look, there are still people, even though I've lived here my whole life, that I don't know. And what an opportunity to get to enjoy a meal and get to know those folks.
Or welcome, as I did last year. I welcomed a gentleman and his wife. They were new to the community from the Chicagoland area. Mm-hmm. And they fell in love here, and he's working at a local factory, and the riverfront, they just loved. And his feedback made me appreciate stuff I take for granted.
Right.
Because I've lived here a long time. And for him, he explained to Pam and I, hey, you guys don't realize how important this is to a guy that was stuck in urban Chicago in the concrete jungle, and here I'm sitting with my family having a meal at a riverfront.
And isn't that a wonderful thing that you had an opportunity mm-hmm. to view your community mm-hmm. through different eyes?
Yeah. I think that's what we want to get people back to doing, meeting someone that they've never talked before and becoming friends, making some connections. So what's on the menu?
Great question. Well, as Corey mentioned, we had so many wonderful restaurateurs and local small businesses come together last year to create that meal, and that is most certainly, again, the case this year. We have a multitude of businesses in the area that are willing to take Wisconsin pork and cook that pork, shred that pork. Not-for-profit organizations that will be helping with the cooking of hot dogs. So all Wisconsin products, we definitely want to accentuate that this year. Then local restaurateurs are going to be preparing a variety of salads, either their signature salad or perhaps they'll do a traditional potato salad with items that have either been donated to the picnic or that they have an opportunity to purchase from local farm vendors, which is a new nuance this year to the side selection. And then, of course, corn.
Oh, you got to have that corn.
You got to have corn. And not to be forgotten as well, a dessert tent, which also has a new nuance of shared stewardship this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're going to... I love the fact that we're getting people of a variety of talents mm-hmm. together to put together the meal, which is much like you do with your family.
Yep,
absolutely.
And when you have a big family meal, hey... We're going to do Grandma's famous baked chicken, or Uncle Bill's famous brats, or the famous Auntie M's apple pie. You know, mm-hmm. That's what brings, for instance, when Pam and I go to a reunion every year on her side of the family, the Lewick family reunion, and her beautiful aunt, Lenora Fletcher, and Lenora, she mm-hmm. does, she makes the best baked beans. And all the way driving to in the back seat besides my aunt is her famous baked beans right behind me. And I'm just like, I can smell it the whole way.
That's not something you probably want to reach back and put your hand
on. No, that's right.
But, at least not while you're driving.
That's right. But, you know, that's how food is a connection.
Absolutely.
You connect with a loved one and their special culinary talent, as it were. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that we're going to have highlighting the different culinary talents that we have in this community, which are considerable.
Yes, that and the different farms.
And the different farms, yeah.
One of the really neat things that's occurred, you know, over the years, just being a part of this picnic, I've gotten the privilege of witnessing some really neat things, some exciting conversations, some wonderful offers to assist your fellow neighbor. And one of the neat things was, I think last year, 2 years ago, Corey, we had a couple people come to the picnic with desserts and ask, how can I contribute? And we really wanted to take that opportunity to allow people to be involved with a church group or any other organization with which they're affiliated that might have access to a commercial kitchen and can do some of the baking this year. So, you know, there's just nothing better in the world than a dessert that's prepared in a church.
Oh, you got that right.
So that's just one of the resources that we've reached out to and that have enthusiastically joined on to produce part of this great meal.
Now, are there do you have any needs right now? Or specific needs that where folks can help out. Someone's listening to us right now and going, "Hey, listen, I want to help out."
Absolutely. So we are still currently taking volunteers for, there's two different shifts during the picnic that people volunteer to work at. And so we last year had over 400 total volunteers.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so this year we're looking for roughly the same. We have the Assumption football players coming in the morning to do the heavy lift with the tables and chairs. And then the Lincoln football team coming in the evening to do that heavy lift at the end of the night, which is fabulous when we're all exhausted.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Absolutely.
But in between those, though, there is setup in the afternoon. We have a full shift of a setup crew where people are coming in to help get the food ready, to get all the tents that need to be up ready, to get those inflatables out up and ready. So there's lots of opportunities for setup during the day. Those are filled. But what we really do need is we need another good 15 people or so on each of those shifts. And the shifts are 3:45 to 6 p.m. and then they're 5:45 to 8 p.m. So we welcome folks to come volunteer and enjoy the picnic after they volunteer or come enjoy the picnic and then volunteer.
Whatever works out, you know.
Whatever works out, bring a friend to volunteer with you, and they can sign up to volunteer right on the Encourage website, or they can call me directly at the Encourage office, and I'd be happy to sign them up.
Okay. Yeah. As a volunteer, I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's a fun group. Everybody has a good time. Mm-hmm. And you'll also meet, it's a great way to meet some new folks, to make some new friends. And if you're new to the community, first off, welcome. And if you want to help out with the picnic, that's a great way to get to know folks in the community and get to know your new home. But we got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the picnic, kind of give people a logistical layout. I'm sure a lot of folks are wondering, folks with special needs, et cetera, et cetera. And then we want to talk a little bit about the Tribune Building.
Sure.
Yeah, we got some news about the Tribune Building and whatever else we want to talk about until the top of the hour. We're doing our monthly Encourage update here on the Morning Magazine. We have Corey Anfinson from Encourage here and Amy Scheid from Great Expectations. And we're talking about the upcoming community picnic, and we'll give you the dates and everything else. Amy Scheid from Great Expectations is here and Corey Anfinson. Yeah, we haven't even told it, folks, the date of the picnic. So we've been talking all about it. So let's talk about the date. It doesn't change because, like I said, this is an annual meeting, as it were.
So the date of the picnic is always the first Wednesday in August. So this year that date would be Wednesday, August 2nd. And the picnic is downtown right in front of the Tribune Building. And it's going to be from 4:30 until 8 p.m.
Okay, 4:30 to 8 p.m. And you heard the times that we need some volunteers. But we could also use some desserts, but they have to be made in a commercial kitchen, correct? Amy, why don't we talk to folks? What people would like, well, I could just bake something at home, and you can't do that.
Absolutely. We certainly would not turn away anyone's talent. However, the place at which those items need to be prepared would be a commercially approved kitchen. There are many churches in the area, many restaurateurs that are opening up their spaces, some service groups that have a commercially approved kitchen. And we're looking for people to join together with some friends, get a little bit of background in food safety. They'll certainly, being an approved commercial kitchen, have a certified food manager on site to make sure that all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted. And then additionally, we're just simply asking that those key allergens are avoided in the case of desserts as well as salads. But
stuff like peanuts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which I think that's like the number one in various nuts. There.
It is indeed. I don't anticipate that we're going to see shellfish in our desserts. But in the case of salads, it's worth noting that we are asking that those items be avoided. But there has just been a multitude of folks that can get together with another group of neighbors or friends or fellow church attendees and seek out one of those spaces to do their work. And if they have any questions about that, they can certainly contact me or reach out to encourage. We do still need a few restaurants willing to do salads. And again, we'll walk them through that partnership with the farm market so that they're able to secure their ingredients from a local farmer and keep that product local and the freshest possible, given that fact. And a few more dessert providers as well.
Okay. It's a great way to give back to the community and interact with your fellow culinary professionals and have some fun. I don't know of a chef that wouldn't jump at something like this. Hey, let's do it.
Absolutely. And one of the neat things about the way in which the picnic is being formatted this year is it's not just restaurants that are providing those items. We have several farms in our area that do breakfasts or events and now have certified their kitchen spaces. So we'll see some of those farms producing items as well or local businesses that have a commissary or full kitchen license that can make some great salads.
Oh, that should be, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And if your kids don't eat veggies, they'll love veggies after this, picnic. They will. But we're going to have how many different food? How is this going to be laid out? And then, of course, we have concerns for folks, our elderly or folks who have who are disabled and the like. How are we going to help those folks?
So there is going to be designated handicapped spaces again. Those will be located in the front of Centralia Center parking. We do use Centralia Center parking for most of our parking needs, but the surrounding area, you see people walking across the bridge. So we ask that those who are physically able just park a further distance and walk so that your other neighbors who may be not as fortunate as you can utilize the spaces closer. But there will be designated parking. We have a parking crew. We have a partnership with Andy DeWitt and Mark Swanson, who help us with our parking every year, which we would not be able to do the picnic, I would say, without those folks, because safety is obviously the first and most important thing, and they make sure that everyone's safe at that picnic, and that's wonderful. But the food itself is going to be set up in four different food lines, and it's going to be on the main street. I was terrible with the street right in front of the Tribune Building and the Labor Temple and Bowers Floor Mart. You're going to see four different lines forming there for people, but we will also have covered seating, and tables available like we have every year so people have a spot to sit. But we still encourage people to, you know, if you want to bring a bag chair and a picnic blanket and you want to set up shop somewhere, go right ahead.
Okay. And then can't have with a picnic, you got to have some fun.
Absolutely. I'm excited this year. So we will have entertainment again. So we have some bands coming into play. But we will have some Hmong dancers as well. So this will be the first time we've had performing other than musical performers. So I'm not sure what time slot they're in, but I think it's going to be part of one of the best things about this year's picnic is having some amazing dancers come in and perform for all of us.
I'm sure they're going to be wearing their very colorful costuming as well. But what I've seen,
Hmong
dancers before, and if it's like what I'm envisioning, it will be something you want to be there to see.
Yeah, and they'll be right along the riverfront, so we'll have all the entertainment down by the river so that you can enjoy not only the entertainment that we're providing, but just enjoying that beautiful view.
Yeah.
And so we'll have four different bouncy houses again for the kids. There'll be clowns out there making their little balloon animals, and the kids love that. Sometimes I run the other way when the clown comes, but haven't gotten over that fear yet. So we'll have some different entertainment options, but we are really excited to have some diversity in our entertainment this year. And some different folks who have asked, you know, how can I contribute? I'm a performer, you know, and so we try to do a little bit of variety of different types of music. And so we're going to have some unique guests this year. It's pretty exciting.
Well, I think that is. It should be diverse. It should represent the community and all ages, and it should be something for everybody.
And it should be.
Yeah, and I think that's going to make it fun.
Yeah, and you know the best part about the picnic is over the last 6 years, we have worked really hard as an organization to think about this is not Encourage's picnic. This is the community's picnic. That's why it doesn't say Encourage Community Picnic, if you notice on any of our signs. It says Community Picnic, because our hope and goal is to make this fully community-owned. Happy to say that last year, over 60% of the picnic cost came from community, whether it's through donated time, it's through donated product, it's through donated labor, putting those salads together, mm-hmm. or it's someone coming in and providing the electrical outlets that we need to run to the music mm-hmm. and to get the beer up and running. So there's so many different ways that the community has contributed, and this year we expect that number to increase. We won't have it until the picnic is over, so we'll be excited to come back and report on it.
Well, I think, and I guess if you want to help out in any way, if you have a talent, or if you you're a farmer or a baker or whatever, and you say, yeah, I got a professional cooking space, or I would like to make use of a professional, you can call Amy at Great Expectations, or you can call Encourage 715-818-6179. And say, hey, or that's Carol Davis. Is that your local?
Yeah, you'll get Carol if you call that one, but she's happy to transfer you.
Well, that's right.
But our main line is 715-423-3863.
There we go.
And if you're calling in regards to food, you can talk to Jen or Jenny, or just say, hey, I want to donate or help with the food for the picnic, and we'll make sure you get the
Are you
right
going to be accepting cash donations, too, during the day of the picnic or not?
We usually always have some kind of smaller donation there,
okay.
But a lot of people are interested in contributing to the picnic. They can certainly send a contribution right to the Encourage office ahead of time, or if you would like to make a larger donation, just send to Encourage and denote Community Picnic, and all gifts are tax deductible, and you would receive a form back in the mail letting you know that.
Okay. And that leads into what I call a very natural segue. This is where my professionalism comes in. The Tribune Building Project, the fundraising is up and going, and can you give us a little bit of an update and how folks who are, talk about community involvement, all the folks that were involved with that and continue to be involved with that want to know what's going on.
Yeah. One of the most exciting opportunities right now that we have available is we've been talking about monarchs.
Oh, yes. Everybody's into monarchs.
Everyone's into monarchs. Monarchs are a threatened species. And so we have a resident, Richard Breen.
Oh, yes.
Who is the bug guy that everybody knows. And he's super passionate about the Tribune, but he's also passionate about monarchs. And so he decided that he would marry his two passions into a fundraising opportunity. And so Richard and he has recruited numerous Encourage staff who were just excited and numerous community members to help rear monarchs at their homes. So they're taking little monarch eggs that Richard makes or creates somehow. Don't know how that process works. And they're taking the eggs to their houses and watching them go from an egg to a very tiny little caterpillar to a big fat caterpillar and then eventually turning into that chrysalis. And so what we're doing with that is we are selling those chrysalises, which will eventually turn into those beautiful monarchs that we see and love, for $5 each. And it's such an awesome transformation to watch. And it's just like the Tribune Building. We're trying to transform that space into something amazing, just like a monarch.
I like the symbolism.
Yeah.
I like the symbolism. How is the fundraising going overall?
It's going pretty good. And I would say yesterday we had an influx of folks coming in saying, because they saw some monarchs, they said, hey, where am I going to get my chrysalis? So we are currently out of chrysalises right now. However, next week we'll be getting probably another 100 in the office. So we'd be happy to have anyone give us a call or stop by. We could set aside monarchs for anyone. We are taking large orders as well. So if someone knows they have a wedding coming up and they would like to do a monarch release, if you need 50 monarchs, we could make sure that we have them available for you. Or if you have a church group and you run a church class and you want to have 20 monarchs for the little people in your class, we can help get you set up with that too.
Okay. Yeah. I like the symbolism. But in the meantime, first off, mark your calendar for that first Wednesday in August.
Yes.
For your community picnic.
Absolutely.
And we need volunteers. And if you, hopefully you feel motivated, you're going to have a good time. We're a fun group to work with.
That's for sure.
Definitely.
Okay. And thank you to everybody who has signed up and already and done a whole lot to, we appreciate all your hard work, and we look forward to talking more about it as we get closer to the date telling folks about what's going to be coming up and be listening here. We'll have community announcements about everything that's going to be happening with that. Okay, in the meantime, stay cool, gang, and I'll see you at the picnic.
Yes, you will. Thank you for doing that.
You're very well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that's Corey Anfinson and Amy Scheid, and that's going to do it for The Morning Magazine here on AM 1320 and WFHR.com.